I do believe today's message is going to make you check my work, which is great. That means you'll open your Bible. Today, we're going to be in Genesis 6. This is the story of Noah, the story I thought I really, really knew perfectly well. But after reading, and I did read chapter 6, 7, 8, and I think probably the starting of 9. Okay, so that's where you're going to want to go so you can see what I'm talking about. So the flood. In Genesis 6, verse 5, the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the heart was evil. The Lord was grieved that he'd even made people. And then he said, I will wipe mankind who I have created from the face of the earth, men and animals and creatures that move along the ground and the birds of the air, for I'm grieved that I have made this. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Verse 9, this is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among all the people at this time, and he walked with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. So since God saw how corrupt the earth had become, God said to Noah, I'm going to put an end to all the people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I'm surely going to destroy both them and the earth, so make yourself an ark. He proceeds to give him the instructions on how to make the ark. And then in verse 17, he says, I'm going to bring flood waters on the earth to destroy all life under the heavens, every creature that has breath of life in it. Everything on earth will perish, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives. You're to bring two of every living thing, male and female, to keep with you, two of every bird, every kind of animal creature that moves along the ground, and take the food for them too. Okay. Then in chapter 7, Noah did everything just as God commanded him. Then the Lord said to Noah, go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation. Take with you seven of every clean animal and male and female, and two of every kind of unclean animal. In verse 4, 7 days from now, I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made. And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the floodwaters came on the earth, and Noah and his sons and wife and his sons' wives entered the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Pairs of clean and unclean animals, of birds, of all the creatures that move along the ground, male and female, came to Noah and entered the ark as God had commanded Noah. After the 7 days, the floodwaters came on the earth. And then it goes on down here. It says, you know, that they get on the ark, and it says the animals were in there and God commanded Noah. And in verse 16, it says, then the Lord shut him in. And so then the flood starts. It goes on for 40 days and 40 nights. And then they were on that ark for another 150 days, waiting for things to dry up. And then down chapter 8, it says, God remembered Noah and all the animals, and he sent a wind over the earth, and the waters receded. And then they had to wait, and this is where we know the story of Noah sending out the raven, and it came back, and he sent out the dove a couple times until he knew that things were drying up. But he did not come out of the ark until God told him to. That is in chapter 8, verse 15. Then God said to Noah, come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons, and then, you know, repopulate the earth. All right. So here's the things that I think are just vitally important. The world was awful and God was mad. So we need to take a look at where we are right now. The world is awful, and I do not believe that the Lord is pleased with the situation that we have here on this earth and what we have done to what the Lord has created. And Noah and his family were spared because they were righteous and because he spent time with the Lord. Did not mean that he was not a sinner, but he did have a relationship with the Lord. And so the Lord chose him. It says he was blameless among the people of this time, and he walked with God. That means he had a relationship with God. Okay. So God chose him. Now, the other thing I think is so important is that God chose him and that he was obedient. I mean, God gave him a big old job to build this great big old honking ark. And there's all kinds of speculation as to how long it took to build this ark. It was probably somewhere between 75 and 100 years. And there's speculation, again, you're going to go want to look that up, because at the end of chapter 5, it talks about Noah being 500 when he had the children. And then it talks about the flood coming when he was 600 years old. Well, you know, when he's 600 years old, he's got his sons and they have wives. So if they have wives, then did a whole 100 years pass? I don't think so. Probably more like 75, but I don't know. Scholars are still debating that. But his obedience and his patience were stellar, because he had to spend 75 years or so to build that ark. He had to, and there'd never been rain. Okay, there'd never been rain. And you build a boat, a big honking boat. And then I thought it was really cool that it said that the animals came to him. Like, all my life, I just pictured him out there having to go hunting and fetch up these animals. And they came to him. But you see, the animals are normally a lot smarter than humans anyway. They know when to obey. So the Lord, you know, told the animals to go and they went. Okay, boy, if we could just be that smart. So Noah was very obedient. And he was very impatient, very patient, because he had to build this. He had to get his family on board to build this. And then, you know, they sat in that boat for 7 days before the door shut. You might even start to go, is the Lord really going to flood the earth? Because we've been sitting in here with the door wide open for 7 days. And then it says that the Lord shut him in. Now, there's argument back and forth on, was the Lord inside and he pulled the door in on him? Or did the Lord shut it from the outside? Well, let me tell you something. The Lord can be in both places. So I don't think that's really relevant. I think God was with them no matter what. I mean, God was on the outside and the inside. He's God. I think the more relevant thing is that God was the one that shut the door, not Noah. Noah didn't go over there and all of them yanked that sucker in. No, God shut the door, which means that if anybody was wanting to get on that boat, they had that amount of time to do it. If they wanted to repent and get right with the Lord, that's the amount of time they had to do it. And then when the time was up, the time was up. That's how it's going to be when the end time comes. When the time is up, the time is up. And it says that these people were surprised. I think somewhere else in the Bible, it says that people were surprised. And it says that the end times are going to be like that too. Even though people have been preaching and telling you for years, the Lord's coming back and he's going to judge this earth. You know, there's going to be a lot of people going, what? What's going on? Huh? You know, okay. There's always the person to know what's going on. So I think, the things to understand is the world was awful. Noah was righteous. That's why God chose him. And he was obedient and extremely patient, because they were on this boat for 40 days and 40 nights of just rain. How long would you not be sick of the rain? 40 days and 40 nights. It's smelling bad. There's a bunch of critters. And then there's another 150 days there on that boat, just waiting for the waters to recede and the Lord to blow that wind in there and dry it up. Okay. And he still got off of the boat and sacrificed and praised the Lord. I mean, man, let's all be like Noah, right? Okay. But the thing that I want to point out is, all my life, I heard that there was all these people just throwing a fit and making fun of him and, you know, laughing at him, and that he was preaching for them to get right before they got left. And that may have happened, but I didn't find it in the scripture. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff left out of scripture, you know, that we just kind of fill in for ourselves, and we can only assume that people were making fun of him and, you know, that he worked on something for 50, 75, maybe 100 years, however long, and folks made fun of him. And that shows a true test of his patience and endurance there as well. But you know what? It doesn't say that. I don't know how many people were around when he was building the ark. We don't even know that for sure. You know, like exactly where it was. I didn't find that. If you know where that's at in the Bible, you feel free to let me know. You can send me a personal message. I just thought that was interesting, because I had this vision of what this looked like, probably because I'd seen it in a movie or whatever, but scripture does not say that he was just standing up there on the side of the boat preaching, and I think I had a picture of that in my head. So when I read this, I was like, whew, man, what's that about? So, you know, and I was all messed up about how he got the animals, but you know what, isn't that just like us? We get messed up about the details. If God had wanted us to know those details, he'd have put them in there. What he wants us to know is the stuff that he told us. And what I get from it is a whole lot of being right with the Lord and a whole lot of patience and a whole lot of obedience. That's what I get out of the story of Noah today. And I think my ideas may have changed just a little bit. So go read it yourself and see what speaks to you. You know, I think it does us well to go back and read the old stories that we think we know and actually read exactly what the scripture says instead of what someone else has interpreted it, and get it for yourself. Okay. Because what if I'm wrong? So you need to go read it. So it's Genesis 6, 7, and 8. Have a great day in the Lord. Get your nose in your Bible.